For most of the 20th century, cranberries, they weren't medicine. They were a holiday garnish, a tart, red side dish. But by the early 1940s, they become something entirely different. Military-grade health protection. The story starts with the cranberry's long-standing folk reputation. Four generations, Native American tribes, including the Wampanoag and the Lenape, they used cranberry mash to treat wounds and infections. European settlers picked up the idea, using berries for everything from stomach ailments to scurvy. But it wasn't until the 1930s that American researchers began to focus on a specific claim that cranberries could help prevent urinary tract infections, UTIs. In 1933, scientists at Harvard's Department of Biological Chemistry published a study suggesting cranberry juice acidified the urine, making it harder for certain bacteria to thrive. The research wasn't conclusive by modern standards, but it was persuasive enough that by the time the U.S. entered World War II, the Army Medical Corps took notice. UTIs, they were a reoccurring problem among troops, especially those in field hospitals or combat zones with poor sanitation. Antibiotics were still emerging and rationed. So the military brass sought preventative options, and one of them was cranberry concentrate. By 1943, the U.S. Army had quietly secured contracts with New England processors to dehydrate cranberry juice into tablets. The military believed that these pills could reduce infection rates and keep soldiers functional longer. Civilian supply plummeted. Cranberry growers redirected harvests for military use. Thanksgiving tables across the country saw shortages of canned sauce, and prices soared. Most Americans had no idea why. After the war, the cranberry didn't fade back into obscurity. Instead, it lingered on pharmacy shelves. Supplement makers began selling cranberry extracts in capsule form, marketed primarily to women for UTI prevention. By the 1980s, cranberry pills had become one of the top-selling non-prescription herbal remedies in the United States. Today, about 3 million Americans take cranberry supplements regularly. That's roughly 1 in 100 people. Most capsules contain around 500 milligrams or 0.02 ounces of cranberry concentrate, equivalent to several ounces of juice, without the sugar or calories. Studies remain mixed on their clinical effectiveness, but recent reviews suggest moderate benefit in reducing the reoccurrence of UTIs among women with chronic symptoms. Importantly, no major side effects have been identified. What makes this story unusual isn't that a berry became a pill. It's that a humble, regional crop once made its way into the U.S. military medicine not through folklore, but through tactical necessity. When antibiotics were scarce and soldiers were vulnerable, the government turned to a domestic fruit with a history of helping. It's a reminder that American medical innovation isn't always about cutting-edge breakthroughs. Sometimes, it's about noticing what works, validating it, and scaling it. Even if it does grow in a bog. These are Interesting Things with JC.